Welcome to Pizza Rainbow, episode 30.
Flirty and 30.
30 and dirty.
30 and dying. Just kidding. We're great.
In this episode, we get into it with Bachelorette Mantel All and also some sexual commentary on that, which we think is interesting.
And then some real good, just regular old friend talk.
Regular old friend talk. We talk about some celebrity breakups. Yeah. We talk about the Nikki and Taylor controversy. And now it's time for the show. We'll see you guys later. What's up, Jen Paulson?
Not a lot. I'm alive. Are you alive?
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I'm real alive.
How's your week been?
Oh, my God. My entire life has changed. Yay. Since we last talked. Like, the things that have happened this week have been, like, it's been ridiculous. Like, I sat down and I was going to tweet about it, but I'm like, it doesn't work for tweeting. But I remember, like, sitting here, I think it was Saturday at some point, and being like, my life's kind of boring. Like, I'm kind of like, wah-wah with my life. And not really. Like, I've been writing a lot, so it's been really good. And then all of a sudden, like, this week, it's been like, what the hell is even going on with this life? Like, major, stupid, awesome, crazy changes. So
nice. Did you end up going to the Eau Claire's thing?
I did not.
I'm sorry.
No, I was bummed. It's totally fine. For people who are listening, two VIP tickets fell into my lap on Friday night, and which means like free beer, like VIP, like awesome to Eau Claire's Fest. But everybody I knew was already there or they already had plans. So I had to say no to that.
Oh, bummer. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was literally the only moment. Like, I've been car free for 2 years, and I think that was literally the only moment that I'm like, I really, really wish I had a car right now, because I would have just gone. You know what I mean? Like, I would have just hopped in my car and been like, see ya. And yeah. But
And I would have dropped everything if you were driving another car that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
My car is being very weird right
now. Oh, that's the worst too. Like, when it's unreliable and you're like scared to drive places.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't know how truly unreliable it is, but I think I have a complex with every car that I have that is unreliable. That, or something's going to happen.
Yes. No, and that's why I gave up my car 2 years ago, was that it still had some life in it, but I don't know. It got to the point where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to like Duluth or whatever. So, and I didn't want to put $1,000 into a car that wasn't even worth that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's awesome. A lot of awesome things are happening to you. And then you'll probably be able to talk about them at another time.
Well, I can tell you some of the stuff that's going on. Okay. So I did a launch of the presale for my old / new book. In 2010, I released Holiday Chick,
mm-hmm.
which I loved. And it got great reception, great reviews. People loved it. But there was like a lot of editorial bullshit with it. Like, it was one of those things where it's like, it was right around the time that like self-publishing was going to become a thing.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to do that just because there's things about the book that I knew if I went with a publishing house, like there is interest from a couple agents and stuff, but they're also very clear about, well, you would have to change this to make it more marketable and sellable. And I didn't want to do that. So okay. I decided to just do it by myself. I learned a lot from that process, and a lot of like, there was like different like flubs and stuff that was beyond my control, but it was kind of a book that like the writing for it, like I will just say this without like bragging or whatever, but like the writing was really good, but the editing and some of the other stuff like were things that I was embarrassed about.
Did you edit it yourself?
In the beginning I did.
Okay. Sorry.
Yep. Nope. And the ironic thing was that like I spent like a month doing like all my time editing this manuscript.
And then back in the day when you did it originally.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we submitted it and something like, I don't know if the file crashed or what happened, but we submitted it and somehow all those changes were lost. I got like the proof copy and I was reading through it. I'm like, I feel like I changed that. And then I like turn a page. I'm like, I fucking know I changed that.
Man.
It was so embarrassing, but it was one of those things too, where it was like, I was so excited to like, I just wanted to be done with it and like put it out into the world. Like, it had been a thing that I had been talking about for like the last 6 months. So I was really impatient too. And looking back, like I probably should have spent another 3 months like making sure everything was legit, but I did it and I learned from it and whatever. So
yeah.
I think 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, I decided I really wanted to do a hardcover edition because the publisher I went with originally like didn't do hardcovers. And then I went with a new publisher that did like legit dust jacket hardcovers. So I'm like, I really want to do one for Holiday Chick. So I started doing that. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to like redo it for a hardcover, why don't I just like redo everything that I don't like about the book? So it became a monster. It became what was supposed to be just like, here's a new edition. It became like a huge monster project. And I've been working probably for the past 2 or 3 weeks, like pulling all nighters, like getting it ready, and hired a professional editor, hired a couple other people to be part of the team to like make sure that it was the best that it could be. Finally finished it like Monday, Tuesday night. And I knew I was going to do the pre-sale this week. But it was that thing of like working, like making sure everything was like perfect.
Yeah.
So I launched the pre-sale on Wednesday and it was awesome. It was super exciting. I'm just really excited about it. And I know it seems weird probably to some people that like I'm taking an old book and like making it new again and like trying to sell it again. But it's got everything that people loved about it, but it has like new parts to it and like scenes that I wasn't ever really happy with. Like I've totally like redid them, and like everything I wasn't happy with before, now I love. And I'm really like, even people who have read Holiday Chick and loved it, I'm still really excited for them to get the middle of nowhere and like read it again, because they're gonna love it even more, like confidently.
Yeah.
I can like, yeah, like I was talking to Kara, my friend who did my cover, and like my cover is so fucking, it's like kick ass, it's so amazing. But and we were just kind of talking about it where it's like, I was always proud of the writing and of the story. Like, I feel like it has a magic to it that I'm not even in charge of. But now I feel like it's a book that I could give to anyone and be like, you need to read this book. It's good. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just, yeah.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that.
It's really such a fucking relief.
Oh, and I'm so motivated and like gung-ho and like doing the thing where like I stay up all night and work on this stuff has been awesome. Like I look forward to it. And I have like 2 other things right now that I'm just wrapping up. Like basically what I'm doing is like I want to build an empire on Kindle. Like, because I have 2 other books that have been out too that haven't been on Kindle. So I'm like, well, now that Middle of the Nowhere is coming out and we're putting that on Kindle, like let's put these other 2 books on Kindle. Yeah. And like make it like happen. And then I have 1 more project that I felt bummed because there's a couple people that were huge fans of Holiday Chick, and when I kind of started talking about putting out The Middle of Nowhere, they assumed it was like an entirely new book. And so when I was like, no, it's Holiday Chick, it's not a new thing, they were pretty bummed. And then I was bummed because I'm like, yeah, you've been waiting a while for something new. But I have a new thing that's going to be coming out really soon. Like it literally is going to be another like 3 weeks of pulling all nighters and it'll be done. Hopefully, cross my fingers. I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to jinx myself. But then I have a new book project, like a new novel that I started. I pretty much have the first draft written on my notes because I can't stop thinking about it, like yeah, on my iPhone notes. So I'm going to be working on that. And like, I'm so, so excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So lots of cool stuff.
That's super great.
Mm-hmm. And then boy stuff has been happening this week.
Yay.
It's been really weird. Like
weird boy stuff. Good weird boy stuff.
Weird boy.
Medium weird.
Yes.
Medium good weird stuff.
So I met a couple guys on OkCupid a couple weeks ago, and we had been kind of chatting and like trying to set up coffee dates. But in the midst of trying to get this book out, I sent him both a message and was just like, listen, I'm probably going to take my profile off of OkCupid right now just because I don't even have time for like emailing my friends back, much less like keeping up with OkCupid. But one of the guys is like, no, that's totally cool. Like, let's try to meet for coffee and just like do it. And when it works for you, like we'll do that. So at 10:30 on Tuesday, I think, we met for coffee.
A.M.?
Yeah. I was kind of cranky about it because I was like, I wanted, like, Monday night, I'm like, I want to stay up all night and, like, work and, like, get stuff done. And I'm like, I have to go to bed early so I can meet this guy. So, but I did it because I'm not an asshole. And so I met him for coffee. Really nice guy. Like, rocked the man bun.
Wow.
But like in a good way. Like nice. It was a good man bun, yeah. right? Not a lot of sparks. It was kind of one of those things where like I'm sitting there and we're talking and I'm like, I feel like you're not really that interested in what I have to say. And not that he needs to be like hanging on every word, but it was kind of this thing of like.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like not really a spark. So we wrapped up our date and I was walking to like put my cup away and Jason Albus was sitting in Urban Bean and like we're pals. And the funny thing was that we actually had a thing scheduled for later that day to like do a podcast and then hang out. So it was really weird. So I said hi to him, sat down, started working. And there were these two guys sitting next to me that were having like a mentor meeting or whatever. But it was so annoying having to like listen to this that I put my headphones in and was just like, stop talking. And then one of the guys left and the other guy like tapped me on the shoulder and he was like, were you on a first date just now? And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, I was kind of eavesdropping a little bit as well as checking you out. And I'm like,
oh. Wow, right in real life.
Oh, totally. And
what
then he's
a
like,
guy.
He's like, can I maybe take you out to dinner or drink sometime
what?
Soon? Yes. But so like my friend Megan on Twitter, she's like, why didn't you say yes? And I'm like, because you didn't see the guy. Like in no way, shape or form, like even remotely my type. And not even like he's just not my type. Like, no. Like, never ever. Like, anybody who knows me would look at him and be like, no.
Yeah. I chased him out of the bar, pushed him in a snowbank.
I like, completely panicked and was just like, I don't live here.
Oh, Amber.
I was like, yeah, I live up north. And he's like, so you came all the way down here for a date? And I'm like, no, I'm just, like, visiting friends. He's like, well, you should still let me take you out for dinner while you're here. And I'm like, I'm really busy.
Not if you're that pushy.
I know. Like, literally, I was like, thank you for the offer. But thank you.
He's a salesman as
yes.
well.
Oh no, totally. And that's what like his mentorship meeting was all about. So I started like laughing and there's a guy next to me that I haven't met and I don't like, but he was wearing like a Still Kicking This shirt.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I know he was like talking to Jason at some point. So I'm like, you probably, yeah. So he's just like laughing his ass off. And then
you're like, can you fucking help me out here?
So then, so I go and tell Jason about it. And then there's another guy who came in and was like a total noob, like had this really loud conversation on the phone in the coffee shop. And Jason just looks at me and then he texts me. He's like, maybe that guy can ask you out too. And I'm like, yeah, right. Like that's totally what would happen. But
yeah,
so that was weird. And then, okay, I have two things going on right now that don't have a resolution yet. One is a guy that I've been talking to for like maybe 3 years. Like,
okay, I know who you're talking
yep,
about already.
Yep. So we've been sending each other DMs and Snapchats and texts. And finally, after a couple beers, I think on Saturday night, I sent him a text and was just like, do you like me? Like, is more than a friend. Because I feel like we've been dancing around this for
a
while.
Yeah, fucking
A. I'd rather just have it out in the open. So we started talking about that.
That's fucking brave and awesome.
Thank you. But, and he's like, well, let me know. Basically, it came down to the fact that, like, we don't even know each other well enough to know if we like each other. But we decided that, like, well, we need to get to know each other then. And he was amenable to that. Like, it was a positive response. So he's like, well, let me know your free times. And I let him know my free times. And then nothing. Like,
just, you fucking piece of.
No, it's just.
You're nice.
Well, no, because, like, and then he was telling me about a night that he like does some stuff and then he's free afterwards. And I was like kind of stubbornly obtuse about it where I was like, cool. Cause I'm like, I was explaining this to my friend Kate O'Reilly earlier today where I'm like, I put the ball in your court.
You want a point blank personable suggestion as to a day, time
yes.
and thing.
And maybe this is me being a brat, but I'm like, I told you my free times and I just want him to be like, Amber, let's get together on this night and do this thing. And like I invited him to a hangout on Sunday with another friend and no response. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, it's a group hangout. We're going to be hanging out on a rooftop, drinking beers. It'll be casual. It won't be like pressurized. And I was like, you know, if you have any interest, and he didn't respond back. So I was like, did I do something wrong? And then like nothing. Like nothing since then. So I'm like, I don't know how to respond to this. And like, I'm not annoyed, but it's that thing of like, if we want to get to know each other better, like you have to help me out with that. Like you have to meet me halfway a little bit. Like I want to go on a date with you. I want to get to know you. But I'm also, I'm not comfortable with being the aggressor, like in no way, shape or form. Do I want to like initiate aggression with that stuff? Like I'm Tony the healer with that, where I'm like, you just, you let me know when you want to hang out and be like, let's hang out on Tuesday night after this. And I'll be like, cool, I'm there.
Yeah.
But if you're leaving it open-ended and expecting me to be like, well, great. Like, yeah, let me know. I'm not going to do that. So I don't know. I don't know. Am I being a brat about that?
No, because I mean, this is textbook. There's some textbook things to this whole thing, you know, where it's like, yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Okay. If you don't know each other, I get that. But 3 years off and on of like kind of like communicating, chatting, Snapchat, flirting. DM, flirting.
Yeah,
some people are just a little
laissez-faire.
Yeah, and just let's say that I know this person's profession, and that comes with the kind of like territory.
And that is what concerns me kind of about the thing.
That's why he should specifically, and if he doesn't, then fine.
Yes, no, and that's totally how I feel, where I'm like, I guess like the bottom line is like, I've put myself out there and let you know that like I would like to get to know you better. And I have another guy that I did that with too, and like nothing has come from that. So I'm like, this isn't working for me. Well, but
sometimes the modern male cannot handle forthright behavior.
Yes, but it's just that thing where I'm like, I put myself out there, let you know that I would like to get to know you better, but you have to give me something in return.
Yeah.
And like show me that you're not the kind of guy like
who can't reciprocate.
Yes. And I don't want to waste my time. Like, I don't want to waste my time like Snapchatting you when nothing's going to come out of it. Like, I have shit to do.
Yeah, there's some energy you put into it that's got to be taken out.
Exactly. So, like, don't Snapchat me either unless, like, you want to take it to the next level.
Well, you check your fucking intention.
Yes. What's your... And, like, we don't need to get married. Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm not even, like... I don't even know if I like you yet. You know? Like, maybe we'll hang out and we'll both be like... We find each other attractive, but we really don't have great conversations. Like, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I want at least the option to figure that out instead of, like, spending more energy towards this.
Well, yeah, even if it's not, like, you're not like, hey, I need to decide if I need to marry you. Obviously, you're not thinking like that. But
no. But I feel like guys think that you are.
Yeah,
when
but
you
intention
do
needs to go into everything. Like, what's your intent, you know, of people just, like, wanting attention from other people, like sending out messages, putting them out there, things like that.
And that's what I don't want. Like, if that's what you're looking for, that's legit and that's fine. But I don't want to be a party to that because, like, I have so much other stuff going on and I'm, like, I don't get anything out of, like, flirty DMs.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, if we're going to flirt on DM, we're going to make out. Like, that's where I'm at.
I know. That's one of the worst things to come out of, like, not modern dating or whatever, is just that kind of, like, passive flirting.
Yes.
And
pen-palling.
Yeah, but then when you get to the point where you're, like, starting to see each other and, like, actually date, then that shit falls by the fucking wayside half the time. And it's like, this is backwards.
Yes. It's like going on a bunch of dates when you start out and then living together and you don't go on dates anymore. It's like, this is kind of the thing that, like, brought us.
You gotta work it out.
Yeah,
you gotta work, put work into it.
Yes. Yeah,
you totally. Put energy into it to get energy out of it.
Yes. So then I had another situation along with that where
I'm gonna call this episode just situations.
The situations. So a handful of years ago, maybe less than that, I had a really great friends with benefits situation with a pal that started out as, like, we went on a couple dates and I really only felt the friend vibe, but in the bedroom it was great. Outside of the bedroom I was like, like, that's not really where my head's at. I feel like maybe he might have wanted more, but I'm kind of a brat that way where, like, I just choose to be completely oblivious to it. But through the grapevine, like, I heard that he may have, like, wanted more than what was happening. And then I hung out with him again this week. And, like, if the universe has ever wanted to teach me a lesson about stuff, like, they did it. Where instantly I was like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. Because, like, everything that I was, like, initially not everything that I didn't buy into before as, like, more of a friends with benefits situation, like, he's grown into himself. He's much more self-possessed. Like, it literally knocked me back how much, like, I'm attracted to him now and how much, like, I think I might like him.
So you had, like, an aliens game over man, sort of, like, game over man.
Oh, totally. And, like, and I told him too. Like, I'm in this weird thing this week. I think it's, like, the new moon in Cancer or whatever, where I'm like, dude, I'm just going to be honest and on the level about stuff. So I told him, like, I was unnerved by how attracted I was to you today. And you may not feel that way anymore, and that's totally cool, but I felt like I at least needed to be on the level and put that out there. And it was a positive response, but there's things going on and it's complicated and like, it's not gonna happen right now. If it does happen, I don't know. We'll see. But now I'm like totally thrown back by that. And I'm like, fuck my bratty self 5 years ago who was like, no. And then like, fuck myself right now where I'm like, yes.
Well, so, your life would be completely different. So
it would, I don't regret how I felt before. Cause I feel like he needed to go off and do his thing. I needed to go and do my thing. And I was never like anything but honest and upfront with him then either. But I don't know. He's changed a lot and it's been like really good. And I'm really, yeah. So kind of taken for a loop there, but I don't know. Again, like nothing's happening with any of this, like nothing.
But like, there's things happening, but nothing happening.
There's rumblings. Yeah.
There's and like, no dick.
Well, but, and sorry. That's, no, there's not. And I would like there to be, but.
Well, then but you're not going
to
get it. But that's
also thing with like the earlier Snapchat guy where I'm just like, I'm not just going to like lay around and wait for you to like. Figure out your deal.
No, you really shouldn't. That's
no,
a bad
and
idea.
I'm not going to. And I know he doesn't expect. Like I know he's yeah. not. Whatever. But it is that thing of like I want to get to know you before it's too late for us to do that. Like I want to see if there's something there. You know. Like yeah. I'm impatient that way where I'm like, my life is like going full speed ahead, and your life definitely isn't boring and stagnant either. So like, if we want to get to know each other, like time is of the essence. Like let's do this thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but then, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. So, it was a weird, weird, crazy, ridiculous week. Yeah.
Wow.
And my friend Larkin is just, like, laughing his ass off right now. Because he's just like, he's like, when you compare what happened a few years ago to right now, he's like, it's pretty fucking funny. And I'm like, I know. I was a cocky brat, and I totally own up to that, but whatever.
Yeah, but you still did your thing. I mean, you gotta do you.
Yeah, I did. And I wasn't a jerk. But.
Yeah, I know. But cocky brat, you know, sometimes you just have to be.
Yeah. It's just...
In the moment.
Yeah. So...
I broke things off with the guy that I was seeing. We hadn't really seen each other, but... I was just like, yeah, you know, I like our banter, but we should just be friends. And he's yeah. like, I know, I was just waiting for you to say it. And I was like, fuck you. It's like, you weren't even acting like this was something that was like,
important
something
to
be sad about. Like, yeah. fuck you, giving me that fucking weird girl, like, just waiting for you to say something.
I just wanted you to break up with me first.
God,
yeah.
Like, take your fucking mite all, dude. I just can't. So that felt good. I feel like sometimes when you meet somebody that you really like, you just fucking clean house.
Yeah.
You know, like I got a text message from a guy that I've been seeing like off and on for like a lot, for a couple years.
Yeah.
You know, it just never became anything serious, but I couldn't like let it go because we kind of had like whatever, a connection. I would pine over him for dumb reasons.
Yeah.
All of them that just seemed correct. But I knew nothing was going to happen. And he sent a sort of like what he thought to be a kind of like funny, like suggestive, like text to me.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's great to hear. It makes me feel real good about all those years I spent pining over you.
Ugh.
Like at the point where you're in your life and you're just like, all right, well, this is the time for me to say something.
Yep. Yeah, like, stop toying with me.
Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it does. Like, it's weird how...
Like, even if it doesn't work out, sometimes, it's like, the person that causes you to be like, this is exciting. I don't want to see any... I want a clean house here because I don't want to... I want to be whatever. even if it doesn't work out, you still got a fucking opportunity with someone who was being very nice to you.
Yes.
To fucking purge.
Yeah, I mean, it's an energy thing for sure, where it's just kind of like you get confronted with somebody. Like, I feel like this is a weird example, but like my friend Matt has long been a really good example to me of like, this is the type of guy that I enjoy having in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just a great, solid, rad dude, right? So whenever I meet other people, it's almost like having a big brother. And you're like, you know what? Matt would not be cool with how you operate. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that energy thing of like, yeah, Matt would be like, what the fuck are you doing? So then I know enough to be like, nope, we don't need to do this right now. Like,
yeah.
You are not bringing me to my highest self.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Like, you need just like, are so obvious that a person isn't good for you.
Yeah.
And you need to push forward.
Yes.
Not back or.
Or just side. Use them for sex and then be like, goodbye.
Not even. Like, at a certain point.
I might.
Yeah. For me, I can't.
You get laid a lot more than I do, though.
It's not quality.
I'm going on a year. It's been a year, Paulson.
It's been 3 hours for me. Just kidding.
No, I had a moment on Saturday where I'm like, yep, it's been a year. Yeah, like I believe last weekend, this year, this time last year. Yeah, ex-boyfriend. That's it. That's been it. And Dave, my friend Dave was like, no. And I'm like, yes. He's like, why? And I'm like, no reason. Like, it's just what happens. I like when people are like, why would you do that to yourself? Because I'm not meeting anybody that I like enough to let into my vagina. That's why.
So don't act like, I mean, I didn't act like it for me. Like, I didn't act like it was like, oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, I just have way low standards and you don't. Now, right now, though, guy that I like who may be listening to this and
so
apologize.
Cute.
He's going to talk about how cute he is.
He's so cute.
All the time. He's very cute. Thank you for helping me purge all those assholes.
Yeah. Good job, guy.
That sounded gross. Like, I was, I'm not going to use that anymore. Anyway.
So, yeah. Anyway. So, that's been my week.
Has this been like, we've been like talking real life issues for like.
For half an hour at least.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's all. Bye.
Speaking of real life issues. I want to hear, before we get into anything else, I want to hear what's going on with Blake and Miranda.
Okay.
You know, and
seriously,
I
can't even believe that you don't know this. Not only are they splitting up.
What?
The paperwork's already fucking filed.
What?
They announced it and filed the same fucking day.
That's crazy.
I know. My heart
They were just like blissfully happy a year ago.
Yeah, it's like I don't even believe in love anymore.
That's, I can't, oh my God.
First Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston, and now like literally my power couple. That makes me sound like I'm like super obsessed with country music, and I'm not. But she's just kind of like a fun, like talented, badass chick.
They've been
and
a power couple for a lot of people.
He's a
who
cutie.
Are in country. He's cute and he's funny. But wasn't there was some rumblings?
There's
a couple
like
years
cheating
ago.
Rumors on both of them.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, like because she was pretty forward in an interview of like she checks his phone all the time and like makes sure that there's nothing going on. I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater. Kind of, maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
not really. Depends.
Yes. I feel like once you take that step, it's tough not. I mean, it's like eating a whole Subway sub once you do it once. You're like, what's the point? What's the problem with doing it again?
But then you feel sick after.
Well, yeah, you can do that with cheating, too.
I ate that whole... Oh, yeah. I just ate a whole Jimmy John's sub before this, and I feel kind of nauseous right now.
Really?
Do you feel okay?
Great. I feel
great. Okay, good.
It was exactly what I needed.
Good.
Jen came in, and I was like, I need a nap and some dick, but Jimmy John's will be good for that.
I'm not bringing you a dick.
No, it's a quote from...
One dick, please.
Willem Belli's... Beat Down or whatever, her video series on YouTube. She's a drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race. She has a lot of stuff, but she ended her videos once with, I need a nap and some dick. And I'm like, well, that does put a cap on it.
Yeah. Well, luckily you have the functionality for both. I mean, you have a dick. I get what you're saying, but he has all
Are you talking to
things.
Her or are you talking to me?
Her.
Yeah, she does.
She has
yes.
all those things, so.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Yay for
Good
you
for her.
I don't have a dick.
I don't either.
Not yet. I don't know what that really was. But yeah, I can't believe that you didn't know that. But I
didn't. I haven't been online.
I'm pretty
much
stoked that I was able to tell you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Not stoked. It makes me sad, but I'm just whatever. They're, yeah, that makes I don't me know sad them. Too. They're not my parents, and I'm just gonna move on.
But I think they're one of those people too that like celebrity couples. There's certain ones that we kind of like idealize where we're like, that looks great. Like that looks like the relationship that I want to have. And like they definitely were that couple for a lot of people. So it's really, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
A real bummer. So here comes the dog. Anyways. All right. So let's move on to more real issues. Speaking of breakups, Brady and Britt broke up from Bachelorette season, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah, I didn't, at least, well, you stopped, didn't you say, like, early on in the seasons, they're, like, showing, because I missed, like, the first couple episodes.
They would do, like, they would end the episodes with, like, little clips of them together and stuff, which was really annoying. And then, I think it was last week, Britt posted this, like, super, super long Instagram post about how much they still love each other. But yes, it's true. We broke up like super ridiculously long. And I literally like posted on my Facebook page. I'm like, saying we broke up would have sufficed. Like,
well, you can't just say that. You can't use over and put a little picture on it. This is like, we broke up, sad face.
It was really self-indulgent though. Like it was like almost too much where it's like, okay, not that many of us were emotionally invested in your relationship. So it's going to be okay.
I was zero.
The world's
going to
move. Exactly. Like, I think very few people were like, oh my God, no.
Well, the producers clearly saw that.
Yeah. Hopefully. I don't know. But yeah, so let's talk about Bachelorette Men Tell All, because that's the big thing that happened this week. So what did you think? I want to hear your thoughts.
God, some of those guys, I was glad I didn't like watch the parts of the season that I didn't. Fucking Corey.
Oh my God. Shut your mouth. Your time for talking is over.
You are the saddest butthurt asshole I've ever seen. Also, Tanner, not a great orator. However,
Tanner
I really
loves the sound of his own voice.
I really did love when he was like, you have to act all butthurt. I love that he used butthurt.
Yeah.
On national television.
Yes. Yep.
I was pretty proud of that because I haven't heard a whole lot of butthurt. And I really like that word.
I was super surprised by Clint because, like, he was kind of a douche on the show. But then the way that he stood up for Caitlin when they were talking about her bringing Nick on, I was like, where was that when you were on the show? Because it was so, it was incredibly thoughtful and intelligent where he's like, this isn't Joshua finds Caitlin a husband. It isn't any of us find Caitlin a husband. It's her deciding what's right for her.
Yeah. And if the producers will let her have that guy on the show, then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was a good decision, but I did like what he said about how when guys or even girls on The Bachelor like come to that person and are like, I don't think this person is good for you. You're basically like taking away their autonomy and telling them like, I know better for you than you know for you.
Well, it's no one wants to be, you know, it's like you're not her father. You're a guy trying to fucking
do her
and marry her. So that's just not a good, good way to play that game.
Yeah.
I don't even like calling it that. I fucking hate like admitting anything about dating and like games you actually have to play.
I mean, it's a reality though. Yeah.
I know, but
yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. We're like, you don't want to call it a game, but I always laugh when people are like, I don't play games. I'm like, yeah, you don't play games because you don't win at them. But it's all a game. Like, that's what a relationship is.
It's not all a game.
It is a game.
Not the whole thing.
Yes.
If that's the case, I'm fucking done.
Yeah, what else did you think about Men Tell All?
Well, I thought it was an interesting, very surreal, weird situation. I'm checking my text with you because I said a lot to you.
Yeah, you did. You said good stuff.
I said a lot of good stuff. But I found it interesting when they were talking about Clint and JJ in the room of like tittering females, like sort of being sort of emasculating to the whole like conversation. It made me really uncomfortable. It's like guys can't have like deep male friendships.
I was annoyed with that too.
It was really uncomfortable. I don't think it set women back at all. Also, I, as a quick side note, do you ever watch like, do you know who Emily Henderson is on HGTV?
No.
She was in the audience. I've seen her do like design shows and stuff like that. And she's in the audience and they kept like, you'd remember.
Panning to her?
Yeah. And she, just the faces she would make. And I just was laughing so hard.
I said this in one of my recaps, but I think that I was annoyed by like the mocking tone of JJ and Clint's friendship by like everybody, like doing
even
the whole,
Chris,
like, yes, like doing like the gay undertone, like, haha, you guys, are you guys complicated on Facebook or blah blah blah? Like, it's not. It was this thing of like, we've come so fucking far and yet we're still not there yet. We're like, this isn't something to let, like, what if they did? What if they're like, I wasn't gay before, but now I totally like have created this strong connection.
I'm gay
with
for
somebody.
That guy.
Yeah. Like, you it's can be. Something to be laughing about. Like, it's just, I don't know. And I'm not like, I know people might be surprised because like, I don't take many things very seriously, but it was something that I'm like, it's not like, oh, this is so funny. Like two guys, gross. Like, it was just really annoying to me.
Yeah, I mean, it was one thing, like, when they were both on the show at the same time. I'm sorry I'm sitting back all weird like this.
No, I don't care.
But I feel like that's why I feel, like, sick to my stomach is because I ate a big sandwich. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, a half an hour hunched over.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Your gut. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to lay down on the couch? Would that help? We
no.
can move.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No, Mama's got the vapors.
All right, what were you saying?
I burped into my microphone. Gross. It smelled real bad. Anyway.
Over here.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that I even burped.
It's okay. I have a fan. You had salami in your sandwich, huh?
Fuck. This is embarrassing.
Anyways, go on with the program. Go on with the
program. I felt like I was going to die, but I maybe just had to burp. Anyway, on with the program. I can't move forward. It stinks. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway. You know, in the beginning when we were talking about what was going on with them on the show and that it seemed like they were maybe, like, putting on, like, not pretending or putting on a show.
Like a charade, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, oh, is this funny to you guys? Yeah.
But it's like maybe that was on the production side.
I think the production yucked it up for the audience, but I think it was really obvious from the way that JJ talked about it, that like for JJ, it was legit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was just very uncomfortable to watch on TV because the jokes, at the same time, those jokes are so easy and so fun to make.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Friendship or, you know, whatever. But it was just, God, it was just uncomfortable having like the women in the audience just like, oh, shut up.
Shut up, you batch ass.
I mean, most guys I know have, like, a relation, like, have a good male friend that they're a little too comfortable with.
Yeah. But I feel like
in different ways.
Too.
Oh, the more so, I would say.
Yeah.
But that's because we have to do everything.
Yeah. No, I thought Men Tell All is always my favorite episode. Like, people who don't even watch Bachelor or Bachelorette, I always tell them to tune in for that one because it's just, it's all the highlights of the season. You get some, like, it used to be a lot more dishy, and now it's not, so that sucks. But yeah. The one thing I got, okay, so let's, before I go into, like, what made me mad, what did you think about the tweets that Chris Harrison read out loud about the reaction to Caitlin having sex with Nick?
I'm glad you brought that up, because we were talking about that, and yeah. I was a little upset that they even put that shit on TV.
Yeah.
That being said, as a person on Facebook, on Twitter, writing blogs in the past, not thinking about anybody else's feelings but my own.
Yep.
It really was like a weird, like, mental check to me where I was like,
these are real people.
Well, more, and also, be careful what you say on the fucking internet.
Yeah, because Chris Harrison could read it on Men Tell All. It was disgusting, though. Like, and again, I've written about it in my recap, so I'm sorry if this is repetitive for anybody who reads that and listens to this, but I feel like I will never sex shame anybody, a woman, I guess I will say. I'll sex shame a man from here until Tuesday. But I'm not shaming her for having sex with Nick. Like, I don't care. Like, it was in the moment. She was feeling it. I've been there too. Like, do it. Whatever. I feel like, though, it is completely valid for that to call into question her intentions. And the reason why I say that is because we're going to get a little trippy here. But I feel like for myself in my relationships, I know that if all I want to do is go out and have sex with a bunch of fun guys and like do that, like that's one thing. And I'm totally entitled to do that. But if I'm trying to tell the universe that I want a serious relationship, I'm like giving mixed signals if I'm just like going out and sleeping with guys on the first date. And not that like there's so many relationships out there where like they slept together in the first date and they ended up getting married. So I'm not saying that. It's more of the thing of like, are you here to make a lasting connection? Because if you are, that's one of those things where it's like you have to show us, because you are on a televised show, that you're taking this seriously. And falling into bed with somebody right away, somebody that you had a relationship with off camera, that you brought in on the middle of the show, this is your first date. I'm sorry, it calls into question your intentions. And I don't feel bad about that. I would never like call her a whore or anything. Like, I think that's ridiculous and so awful and gross and disgusting.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a little bit of responsibility that needs to be taken for the fact that like she made a comment towards the end that I was like, bitch, don't even go there. Where she's like, you try dating this many guys on a televised show and not make any mistakes. It's hard. It's hard. And I was like, bitch, did anybody force you to be on this show? No. Like, you beat out another girl to be on this show. There's, yeah, you're dating 25 other guys. So, like, maybe put some thought into the fact that, like, this is a big deal for them, too. Like, you making mistakes is fine, and of course you're going to make mistakes. But when somebody calls you on one of those mistakes, like, don't act like they don't have a right to have an opinion about something that you did that affected them. You know?
Yeah. Do you think you also just don't like her?
No, I like her. That's the thing. Like, if I didn't like her, it would be, I don't know, I feel like it still wouldn't be different. Like, okay. I actually really like her and I enjoy her as the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
But I feel like she kind of expects us to be like she doesn't have to have responsibility for any of her actions on the show. And you do. I'm sorry, you do. Like, you're playing with hearts here. And you are on a televised show, so we are totally entitled. You knew what you were signing up for. We are totally entitled to have an opinion on the stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, this might be your life, and it might be your choice at the end of the day, and it is.
But you're on TV, so we get an opinion.
Yes. So, like, and if one of those 25 guys feels screwed over by something that you did, which was kind of a shitty thing anyways, I think it would have been better for you to just be like, I apologize, I made a mistake, than, like, being like, you tried to date this many people. Like, that, I was just like, no.
Caitlin, and I'm really holding that against her. I feel like, and I still don't really think that what she did was particularly, like, wrong, or I get, you know, what you're saying.
Yeah. But I don't think it was wrong. I just think in the context of the show, it was poor decision making is what I would say. I just think that she has made some poor judgment calls. And if it wasn't on a show, I'd be like, go on with your bad self. I wouldn't have like anything to say about it. But for me, it just showed me that I'm like, I don't feel like you're ready for the kind of commitment that like this show is all about.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think you're ready to like find somebody and settle down with them. I don't believe that like you really do want to find a husband. I think you want to find one in 5 years. But I think you still want to like have fun with super hot guys, and like that's totally okay. Do it. But this isn't the show for you then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's in it. And
yeah.
It's almost over.
I know. I do like her though. Like, I have really enjoyed the season. And again, like nobody has the right to call her any of the things
God.
Oh my God. That was awful. It was so gross.
I wish they would have shown those people's fucking Twitter handles.
I know. Everybody was like that too. They're like, if they have the balls to like say those things to her, then they should have their names on the show. Yeah.
Do you think, because ABC doesn't really have to ask, do they?
No. Not really. I mean, they used to, a couple seasons ago, they used to like do like a live feed of the tweets of Bachelor Nation or whatever, because one of my tweets got on there, and that's all I know about them.
Oh.
But yeah, no, they don't really have to ask permission. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It's like, ugh, So gross.
Do they leave Ireland for the...
God, finally. They went to Utah. Oh. They left Ireland and they went to like, and not even like pretty Utah. It was like, here's a huge hotel in the middle of like the grossest part of Utah.
Well, they must have just changed everything because, right? Normally she'd go do the family visits and they're not all from motherfucking Utah. So they flew their families.
Yes. No. And like Jacqueline Schwartz, who used to be on the show, she tweeted something about that where she's like, so rose ceremonies in the middle of the show and we don't actually get to see like the hometowns of the hometown date. She's like, I don't understand what this is.
I don't
life
like
is.
That. That's one thing I really liked was the hometown dates.
I want to see the house. I want to see where they live. I want to like judge them on their affluence. Yeah. Like I wanted to see all of that. And like a hotel suite in the middle of Utah. I'm just like, this doesn't make any sense to me. This is really dumb. And
that
like
really weird.
Sean's mom didn't come, you know, because she couldn't get away. She couldn't come to Utah.
That's right.
And like, this is fucked. Like, why are you doing, like, this is fucked up. What are you doing, Bachelor producers?
Yeah, everybody should be there. Are his parents not married or is her mom just really couldn't?
I feel like his mom, I mean, maybe she doesn't want to be on camera, but were just like, she couldn't get away. And it was like, okay. Well, yeah, who wants to hoof it to Utah?
Well, yeah.
Just kidding, Utah, you're great. You're beautiful. Kind of.
You got some real assholes there, though. Can you figure that out? And I'm not just saying one whole group of people. I'm just saying a group of that group of people.
We're singling out a particular group within that large.
The mean fundamentalists.
Group. Yeah.
Straight up. You're mean and horrible.
We do not like you.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting. I made a comment in my recap too where I'm like, much like we never expected Keeping Up with Kardashians to have any like value whatsoever, like moral value. Like, I think it's really surprising and kind of delightful that, like, The Bachelorette is now, like, on the forefront of creating conversation around, like, a woman's right to, like, own her own sexuality and, like, have autonomy and not be, you know, not be shamed by society for it. Because, like, exactly. I feel like this isn't the 50s.
No.
You know? Like, we should be able to have sex with whoever the fuck we want, bitches.
Except if we're on a TV show and there are five other guys that want to marry us.
I mean, I would maybe,
we don't know our
but
intentions.
It's our choice. It was still her choice. She still got to do what she wanted to do. And yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not calling you out on anything.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's my own personal thing. So.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I still like you, Caitlin. I still think you're funny and cute and smart and pretty.
I want her and Nick to end up together. Team Nick, Team no, Nick. I just think
they hate him so much.
I just think they just bond to each other.
My favorite moment that I caught on to, but I don't know if anybody else did. So when Caitlin came out and Chris Harrison was like, so Nick was the cause of a lot of controversy. Her face and her like, right. Like her reaction to him bringing up Nick was gold.
Oh, do you think that
something happened? For sure. Like, she was like, nah, I don't want to talk about this guy.
Oh.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Like, maybe she chose him, and then he turned into his asshole self.
Yeah. Maybe he morphed back into the slime ball that he is.
Yeah. Or maybe she chose Sean, and then he totally devolved. I don't think she's going to pick Sean.
I don't think she is either. I don't think she's going to pick either of them.
Honestly. Probably not.
Yeah.
Because the way they're marketing this.
Yeah. And that's like the thing at the preview of the end where it's like, there's no point even watching this because they always try to make it look a certain way and it never turns out that way.
Oh, I know. I saw something on Facebook at the end of the last Bachelor season where I thought it was totally ruined for me because it was a picture of the girl who didn't win. I was
Becca,
like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And then I was totally surprised.
Becca tweeted at me on Monday night.
I saw that in your recap, right?
Yes. That's another one where it's like, oh, yeah, these people have feelings and they actually like can see this stuff. But because she and Kentucky Joe did this Clorox Bleachable Moments, who's a sponsor of The Bachelor. And sometimes they do like these funny like Bachelor-esque clips. So they're introducing the clips of Bleachable Moments from the season. And I tweeted something about like way to get the most stilted people to introduce this clip because they're not actors. So she replied back and she's like, in all caps, she's like stilted, ha ha ha, and like laughing, crying emoticons and whatever. And I was like, how did you even see that? And I was like, I adore you. And I think like you're, and I was like, you look damn pretty, but I'm like, maybe don't go into acting. And she was like, oh, trust me, after seeing that, there's not even a chance. And I'm like, how are you this cool? Yeah. She's way cool. Like, I've seen some of the stuff that she's tweeted at other people, like, in my bachelor list. And, like,
she's the coolest virgin out there.
Dude. Like, and it's not fair. Because I'm like, how are you this gorgeous, this sweet, but yet have, like, this good of a sense of humor about yourself? Yeah. Like, she just takes it all in stride. Yeah.
I want to be more like her. But I want to be able to act better.
Yeah. I did have a moment of, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do I say?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Real people.
I know. Well, I was going to be like, I'm so sorry. But then I'm like, no, I'm just going to own it. Because I said it. And, like, I meant it. So, it was like, ah, you're cute. But maybe this isn't for you. And it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So, speaking of girls, should we talk about Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift?
Yes, this can be something you can fill me in on because it was kind of just some like gossip, celebrity gossip stuff that I just was like, no, I love Nicki and I love Taylor and I just don't even want to see it.
So I don't have all of my details totally straight. Like I literally just like...
Should you call Taylor? Hold on.
Yes, call her and ask her what
Taylor,
happened.
Taylor, what are you doing? Explain this to us. Oh, hey guys.
Did you guys hear my new single? It's really good.
The version of Bad Blood is fucking terrible. I'm sorry. I hate it.
I have so many thoughts about Bad Blood. But so basically what happened is, again, like I don't have the facts totally straight. Taylor Swift's Bad Blood video got nominated, I think, for a best video. Nicki Minaj's Anaconda, I feel like it got nominated for something, but it didn't get nominated for best video.
It was a great video.
She broke Vivo records, though. Like, that was the thing, is that, like, initially she tweeted about it, and she's like, so we broke the Vivo record, and we weren't nominated? And she's like, this video changed the game. Or, like, the song. It might have been the song. I don't know.
I wouldn't go so far to say the game. The song changed.
But I mean, but, like, she is... It was a groundbreaker. Like, that
the video was incredible. Like, it was a treat. It was a real feast for the eyes.
And I think maybe specifically it was the video.
The song is good and catchy, but
it was the video that it was like, whoa. Like, it broke the internet.
Yeah.
So then, apparently, so Nicki Minaj's original beef was with MTV. Of just like, she kind of went on a Twitter rant of like, you know, black female artists change the game all the time, but we don't get any credit for it. Like, it's just kind of like we don't get nominated. It's just ignored when it comes time for award season, like all this stuff. So then Taylor Swift went on the air with Ryan Seacrest and basically called Nicki Minaj out on like women need to support women. And I've always loved and supported you. And I can't believe that like basically Taylor made it about her, that like Nicki was talking about her.
Oh, she took it. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people kind of.
It's pretty insipid to take it personally.
It's not even fucking about you. And like somebody wrote a tweet that was perfect and I should have pulled. I'll link to it on the thing. But they're like, stop using the girls need to support girls argument when you completely benefit from this like this structure that like benefits and awards you, but is also like it doesn't benefit and award black your fellow black female artists. Like basically it was like, and it's true, like whenever something happens, Taylor's like, girls need to support girls, and it's like, it's not about you. Like you win awards from here till like Tuesday. You don't get what it's like to be a female musician and not get the accolades that you feel like you should deserve. So maybe shut your mouth and just like let Nicki have her moment, because like she's totally entitled to what she's saying.
Well, she would have been better off just being like, yeah, seriously, she's totally right.
Yeah.
Because Nicki Minaj has a point.
She does have a point.
And then you have people like Piers Morgan jumping in and like saying like Nicki Minaj needs to quit acting like a brat. It's like, you need to get out of my country. I hate you.
And that, to me, like, that brings up a whole other conversation that we don't have to get into. But it's like, so a female black artist has an issue and now she's being a diva or she's being a brat or she's complaining. Whereas, like, if Taylor Swift has an issue with, like, taking her songs off Spotify, got applauded. But Nicki being upset that, like, a video that broke records is not receiving a nomination. Like, not even the award. She wasn't even nominated. And then I think it was, too, like, Beyonce and her Feeling Myself wasn't nominated either. And like she brought up a good point on her Twitter too, where she's like, Taylor takes her songs off Spotify and she's applauded. We start, what's that music thing that she started with Jay-Z?
It's the T?
Yeah, it starts with a T. But she's like, can we get trampled? She's like, do you understand? Like, this is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're making like really good points, but some of the details about like, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, being like, not that there isn't a struggle for her or she doesn't have to struggle. Do you know what I mean? I know she doesn't.
Yeah.
I just don't even want to, I don't like to go that side. I should probably.
I just think my personal opinion, Bad Blood is not a video that I was like, yeah, that should win an award. I thought it was a vanity project that wasn't even that good. It was incredibly like self-indulgent.
Yeah, that I will totally believe in.
Yeah,
but
I just don't think it stands up against something like Anaconda where it's like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, it's a spectacle.
It doesn't hold your attention.
No.
But that, I don't know. That's on fucking MTV, though. That's not on Taylor for getting nominated or...
No, it's not. And like, that's... And Nikki came back and she's just like, I wasn't even talking about you.
Well,
like,
that's the problem.
I didn't even bring you up. And like, congrats on getting nominated, but like, understand that like, it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's a bigger issue than Taylor understands. And I feel like, I don't know.
She'll learn.
She will learn. I just, sometimes I feel like with Taylor, I'm like, okay, we get it. Like, you're sweet, you're nice, you're awesome. Like, you have this great life. But sometimes you're not fucking perfect. Oh, Katy Perry came back too. She threw herself into the fray and it was amazing. It didn't make any sense, but it made
No, I read it. I read it. I had to read it like 3 times.
I know, because it didn't make any sense, but I was like, holy shit, Katy Perry.
It was like Katy was trying to, you know, she's like, oh, people are going to expect me to. I'm kind of over it. I'm so over.
I was just so surprised that she actually like came out.
Well, no, and then it like, and then there was one thing I think I read today where they were like, Camilla Bell like response to Katy Perry's thinly veiled Taylor Swift tweet, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ. Nicki Minaj is like, great, now it's all about all these white bitches.
Well, and now Rihanna's in it too.
Okay, apparently. Well,
but Katy Perry's tweet was okay, so we're just gonna run down the tweet so people know what we're talking about. So Nicki Minaj. Nope, that's not right. Katy Perry. Finding it ironic to parade the pit women against other women argument about as one unmeasurably capitalizes on the takedown of a woman.
Like, currently.
Yeah, so basically what she's saying is, like, Taylor, quit it with the parading the pitting women against women argument when, like, you benefit and capitalize from something that another woman does not, like, that pits against them. Yeah.
I'm really interested in these videos now.
I know. Well, I don't know where Brianna is.
It's definitely an interest. I mean, it's a conversation to have, you know? I mean, granted, that's the thing about Taylor Swift is she's got, her worldview isn't as big as like a lot of people's worldview. And I'm not trying to like defend her.
Right.
While I'm defending her, because I'm not really defending her, but I understand where she's coming from. But she needs to kind of like take a step back and learn about like what she's saying.
Yes.
And learn about.
Oh, here's the tweet that started it all. When other girls drop a video that breaks records and impacts culture, they get that nomination. If your video celebrates women with very slim bodies, you will be nominated for Vid of the Year. So apparently Anaconda wasn't nominated for Vid of the Year. Yeah, it completely omitted it from Video of the Year category.
I feel like it came out. It's like one of those things where not to be forgotten. I'm just.
No, because everybody checked it and they're like the eligibility period, like she made it. Because that was her initial question where she's like, did we, like her tweet was literally like, so do we not make the eligibility period? Like what's going on?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh no, I get it now. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up what was nominated. Because that would be... I mean, think about it. I mean, depending on how many videos... I'm not trying to be like, meh, yeah, might as well be, but sorry. But I just don't know which ones were.
Yeah.
I mean, Anaconda was good, but people forget about videos that came out a long time ago during awards season. It's just unfortunate, but it happens.
Yeah,
it does. So many videos come out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, though.
Did Bitch Better Have My Money... When is that nominated? Cause
let's check that out. Cause that was good.
That was a bark.
Somebody's here. Bubba gets real excited about house guests.
I'm still disgusted by that burp. Every time I yawn, I have to point my face away from us because I'm like, uh-oh.
Let's see. I'm not seeing anything here. Hold on.
Oh, here
we go. I feel like
it
had to be.
Best male video.
What?
Best female video. Okay, well, first of all, Bad Blood... What? Oh, they've got it broken down. Best male video, best female video.
Okay.
To which Nicki Minaj is nominated for Anaconda. So video of the year.
Yeah, she just didn't make video of the year. But she broke like tons of records. So it does seem like weird that
they also have categories that go into extreme detail, like video with a social message. Best collaboration.
That's the best. I love it.
And I mean, I think Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj better get that. Because, God damn it, though. Uptown Funk was like a plague. A delightful plague.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the remix on Bad Blood. I like the record version. Yeah. I like, you know, you've heard it if you've seen the video.
I've heard the record version, but I haven't heard the remix.
But I thought you saw the video.
I saw the video.
But it's not the same version.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Whatever they're playing on the radio and that, it's not on there.
I just noticed the awful acting by all the Victoria's Secret models in the video. I was like, what? Come on. You're on camera for like 5 seconds. Emote something.
Best visual effects, best editing, best direction, best cinematography, best choreography, art direction, video with a message, collaboration, artist to watch, best rock video, best pop video. Was that where she was supposed to be?
She's supposed to be in video of the year.
Best hip hop video, best female video, best male video. Oh, wait, here we go. It was like the first one at the top. I don't think, I mean, video of the, give me a break. I mean, seriously. Ed Sheeran, take a nap. You're a child. Although thinking out loud, I really love that song. Like, I was really.
Which one?
Thinking out loud.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Don't want to, but I was a particularly happy time in my love life.
Okay.
Everything was ruined, but that's okay. Blank Space was a better video than Bad Blood.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know. Bad Blood was bullshit. I'm sorry.
Style was a better video.
Style was great. I fucking love Style. Yeah, I didn't like Bad Blood. I was like, what the fuck? Get all your cute, hot friends and like pretend like you're in an action video, which isn't even like, it's not even fucking action in it.
Go with the song.
Hate it.
I don't like it. I'm with you. I don't give a shit. But I think the whole category is weird.
Yeah. MTV, whatever. Fuck you.
The worst part that I can say for myself is that I couldn't even hum you the tune of 7-Eleven by Beyonce.
I couldn't either. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for feeling myself.
I'm glad that we're really serious about music, pop music and videos that we don't even know. And we are up in arms. Up in arms.
Popular music.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I like popular music.
Me too. I like things that are popular because I like being popular.
I like popular stuff. I don't even like them because they're unpopular, obviously.
I love us. Well, that's all I have for my stuff.
I think that's all I have for my stuff.
Good. We're like wrapping up at like right at an hour. This is a real treat for listeners.
Man, we just did that like we've done it.
Yeah.
30 times.
We smashed through that goddamn wall 30 times.
Let's call it a glass ceiling.
Yeah. Okay.
Just cause.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a cardboard box.
We're 30 now, you guys.
Smashing through the ceiling of a cardboard box house.
We've always been in our sexual prime, though.
Yeah, I've been in my sexual prime since I was like 3 and a half. Whatever. I know, me too. I was like, I'm going to do great things with this. Well, I don't know what it is, but it's going to come in handy. And then sometimes it's going to be awful. Just awful. Just a mess.
I was texting with Larkin about my year-long dry spell or whatever. I'm
so glad we stopped talking about him for such a long time. Just kidding.
And then in all caps, I was like, this body was not designed for chastity. And he's like, no, it's a vessel for sin. I'm like, I know.
That's really sweet.
I'm
going to
put that on a t-shirt.
That's sweet.
A mind for business and a bad for sin.
Is that from something?
Working Girl. with Melanie Griffin.
I love that movie.
I've got a mind for, or is it a brain for business? I don't know. A mind for business and a bad for sin.
Is that Tess Says, Melanie Griffith's character?
Yep.
That movie's so great.
It's really good.
We need to watch that movie.
Yeah, we do.
Not right now, because we're going to go drink beers, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to go do real friend stuff in real life.
Yes. We not just that. On the podcast, in real life, and you guys are not going to be privy to our completely confidential conversations.
You are not invited.
Yeah, we're probably talking about you.
Absolutely. I mean, you and you and you, definitely you, not you. Don't worry about
guy.
It.
Yeah,
and
we that guy. Talk about you.
And the entire table nine. Right? Is that table eight or table nine?
I don't know. Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
all
table
the
nine.
Freaks at and table
the,
nine.
And all the freaks at table nine, yep.
It was so awesome. I was at a lake for the weekend with some friends, and we were listening to the local classic rock station where we were all floating, and they played Love Stinks.
Oh,
and I just loved that part in the beginning where he's like, whatever he says, and then he's like, I hate you.
Junie and Polly just got married. Whoop-a-dee-doo.
Yeah. I just love when he's singing that part of the song, though. He's like, you cannot hide. I hate you.
Oh, that movie is a straight up classic.
It's really good.
I love that movie.
I've been hearing bad reviews about Pixels, and I'm pretty sad. But then again, like grandma, that's my boy.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly.
I feel like everything that Adam Sandler does gets really bad reviews in the beginning, and then people watch it 7 times and like, this movie is awesome, except for Zola or whatever.
You know what though?
Zohar.
You don't mess with the Zohan. Have
yeah.
you seen it?
No.
That's pretty good.
Is it? See? Yeah, exactly.
It has a heart. It's so stupid, but it's good. And I think Sandler probably really enjoys watching that movie of himself because he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I've always thought it was cute.
He's gonna
he reminds me of a guy I banged once.
Oh, geez. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
This guy was dumb, but look like Adam Sandler, so I let him be.
No, I don't think Adam Sandler's not dumb, but I don't think he's real smart either. But that's how I like him.
Yeah, I think he's a lot smarter off the
movie, yeah.
But I think he does a really good job of playing like the dumb dope. Like 51st Dates, I watched that this week, and I was like, I forgot how much I like this movie.
Oh, isn't that crazy? It so is. Really, they're all good. And I got to go watch The Cobbler on Netflix.
Fun.
That's My Boy is really good, though.
Oh, that's good.
But don't ever watch it thinking that it's going to be good.
Okay.
Watch it like it's a chore.
Okay.
And then you will be so happy.
Cool.
That's life.
All right. We're going to go drink beers.
Later.
Bye, you guys.
Thanks for 30.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, check us out at mathishard.net or hit us up on iTunes where you can subscribe, rate, and review us.
For more of Jen Paulson, you can follow her on Twitter at TigerBeatPoet. You can also check out her cool snaps on Instagram at JenJunePaulson. You can also follow me on Twitter at Amber_LCarter or check out my website at AmberLCarter.com. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.